The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, with you on this Thursday, 16 August 2018. And coming up at the bottom of this hour, I've got Mark Anderson joining me from Michigan. I guess this is his get-the-hell-out-of-Texas heat getaway. He and his family are up there, but he's going to join us in about a half hour. And I've got Ron Avery on. Ron Avery is putting on this ship that won't sink. And evidently, the conference has been sunk. Ron, jeez.
Yeah.
Well, I got that email today. The first thing I did was called Mark Anderson. And I talked to him, and he said, after talking with you, he said, you better call Ron Avery right away. Which I did. And then the second call that I made was to the Great Hotel down there in San Antonio, the Hotel Contessa. And I want to tell the story to the people to make them understand what's going on and the steps that we can take from here on out. This was delivered to you, overnight carrier. You got this yesterday. Dear Mr. Avery, cancellation of event contract. Now, you had a contract signed. I am writing to inform you that unfortunately the Hotel Contessa must exercise its contractual right. Must? You know, why must they? But its contractual right to cancel the Ship That Won't Sink event scheduled to occur at the hotel September 7th and 8th. Please consider this letter as written notice of our cancellation as required under the section titled Cancellation Cause. And again, required by what? What's the enabler here? As indicated in that section, we owe you 100% of the total contracted revenue of our cancellation, or a total of, you blanked that out, and it's a good thing you did because you spent more money on this. Therefore, we have to refund your initial deposit by crediting the payment card you used to make the deposit and have included a check for the balance. We have also enclosed a copy of the credit memo showing the refund. And, of course, here's the last sentence of this couriered letter to you. We apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused you and wish you the best for your upcoming program. Please direct all questions to the undersigned. Well, I looked at it, and it was Troy Matthews, general manager, Hotel Contessa, so I then called the hotel. Ask for Mr. Matthews, and I was put on hold. We'll transfer you. I got somebody, some woman, that she didn't answer the phone. There was a voicemail. I had to call back, and I called back again, and I said, look, is Troy Matthews in the hotel? Oh, I think so, sir. Hang on a moment. And he come back, and he said, can I take a message? I said, I don't think this is something. I said, this is kind of time sensitive. I don't want to leave a message. Is he in the hotel? Just a minute, sir. A couple more minutes, comes back. It looks like he's in a meeting. And I said, oh, he's in a meeting. I said, okay. Well, what is your name? And I told him my name. And they said, well, would you like to speak to anybody else? I said, only if the attorney for the Contessa Hotel is staying in the hotel or he's in that meeting. I'll talk to your lawyer. And they said, well, sir, you know, what's this about? And then I told them who I was. And this is Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm one of the slated speakers. And I just wanted to talk with Mr. General Manager Troy Matthews to find out why this, that you must exercise its contractual right. Now, they put that in that letter, that they must do it. Why must they? Well, somebody answered the phone, and again I called. And, oh, well, Mr. Matthews will be expecting your call Monday. Now, you don't know, they did not give you a reason why they canceled the event, right, Ron?
That's right. No, no explanation.
Okay, so if a phone call was made to that hotel, now, you put on your website that you thought that it was the management of the hotel that made this decision themselves. I have a funny feeling that wasn't the case. Somebody had found out about this, heard about it, called the hotel, and maybe basically threatened them, maybe boycott, maybe, you know, we're scheduled or we're part of an organization that schedules with your hotel and the revenue we bring in. It could be economic blackmail. It could be we're going to, you know, boycott your hotel, or we're going to send demonstrators out there, you know, the Antifa type with a black mask and burn people like, yeah.
So that's true.
So at any rate, basically, I think this is, for a lack of a better term, this is discrimination. If you would have called that hotel and made a room reservation, and you got to the hotel to check in, and they looked at you and go, well, we had to cancel your reservation, you would, of course, ask why. And they'd have to give you some sort of reason. Well, we overbooked you, or there was a mistake, or they're not going to look at you and go, well, we don't like the way you smell, or we don't like the way you talk, or we don't like the way you look, because guess what? That's a perfect excuse for a civil action against them. I want to box them in Monday. I'm going to see if I can squeeze something out of this lemon here. I'm going to box them in Monday.
Good.
And basically explain to them that, you know, there's a whole lot of planning that goes into this to uproot the event and then promote it again for a different location. You know, this is going to cause time and trouble and money and all of this stuff, a lot of wasted effort. And unless you give us a reason why this event was canceled, which they're not going to, I can almost guarantee you, Ron, they're not going to.
Because, I think that's right. Or they would have already done it.
Well, because if it was that phone call from the outside and it wasn't the whole and discretion of the hotel management that they just, you know, they had an opportunity. You told them exactly who you are, what you were doing. Everything was fine. They took your money. That was a contract.
They did indeed. You know, this stuff, the brochure that's on my website down there lower, was on here at the time I made the contract. And they had every opportunity to look at what the event was and who the speakers were and what the content of each speaker was going to be. So, and they even named it what I named it. It's our contract was called the Ship That Won't Sink. And you go on the website and there it is. It's the USS Liberty. Well, and they contracted me, and that's why I felt good about it, is because I felt like, well, the hotel has looked at what I'm doing. It's okay with them. Sign up, take and give them the money, and I thought we were, you know, ready to go.
What set my mind to thinking, Mr. Avery, I think the only avenue that we have left here, short of the Second American Restoration Project commencing before September 8th, we've got to play whack-a-mole with these clowns. Now, and I'm serious about this. I'm serious about this.
Well, I like the I need a little humor right now, John. So go ahead and do that.
Oh, I'm full of the sarcastic humor, my friend. Oh,
let's do it.
You used to own the silver the tap house, and you know, yeah, you got keg beer in there. And what did you do to those kegs? You tapped them. Well, tap into me, you'll get a barrage and a flow of the sarcastic humor. I've been saving some up. I haven't even let out of the keg yet.
Good.
But at any rate, I think what we seriously have to do is start pushing back by way of litigation. Because I'm going to tell you something. What's happening here is blackmail, pressure. Nobody wants business interruptus. Nobody wants any problems. Nobody wants people defecating or throwing up in their hotel lobbies or picketing their hotel. Or, you know, they just want business as usual. They want to pretend like everything is just fine. And, you know, these hotels have hosted a number of people. I've seen the flim-flammers come in with their get-rich schemes, and, you know, that's okay.
Right.
But when we want to have a symposium here, that when did you sign that contract with them? How long ago was that?
Oh, shoot, it's been probably almost 3 months now.
Oh, so 3 months, and they couldn't give us – oh, see, now this is perfect. You know, even a cheap, hungry lawyer can crack this egg. You know, and I think I seriously don't. I mean, honest to God, Ron, I think at any given turn, see, this stuff won't hold up in court. And because that's going to put a judge in a position of going, OK, what's the complaint? Who's the complainant? Who's the defendant? What's the grounds of the lawsuit? Blah, blah, blah. And when they discover that people are just arbitrarily acting very weirdly and doing things that aren't expected in a day to day nature in business, it kind of raises an eyebrow. And I think just under the aegis here of destroying a conference, costing a lot of people time, money, and energy, that unto itself should be some recompense for that. But this is an issue here. I think you're being prejudiced against. So I think there's a good basis for a lawsuit. And I can be pretty smooth. I'll get on the phone here with this guy on Monday. What I would do in the meantime, I would get your pricing. I'm not going to announce it yet because I can guarantee you if I said this on air today, they'd be on the phone tomorrow to the hotel manager if I mentioned a hotel. But there are locations in Austin that can accommodate this, and we've had events there before. And I'm telling you, this is not going to stop. This barrage of college campuses, Antifa showing up in their masks, burning stuff, threatening people, cutting camera cords, even to the mainstream media that's been supporting them. This whole thing is out of whack, and it doesn't need exposure, names, dates, times, what did they do, what did you do, kind of public record. And I think we just got to start playing whack-a-mole with these clowns. And any time they pop up, because they've gone unchecked, here's the problem. They have gone unchecked. There's a lot of people rendering aid and assistance to these people, and it's time that this stuff stops.
Well, I'd love to do that. I'm a little skeptical of whether or not we could actually win on this kind of stuff, or how long it would take. That could draw it out for years, you know.
Oh, of course.
I've been to the Supreme Court of Texas now 7 times, so I know how long litigation takes.
Well, I did not, Ron. How many years have I known you?
Oh, 10, 12, 15, something
yeah,
like
some ungodly amount.
Right.
But why have you never mentioned, what did you go to the Supreme Court with?
Well, let's see. I went sued some lawyers for malpractice. They took me there and I won. And then I went, they sent. Settled on that one. They settled. We didn't go to the Supreme Court on that one. But then we went to. No, I take that back. We did. We did win in the Supreme Court there, but that's when they settled. It didn't go to trial. That's what it was.
Well, they just wanted to just wait to the last moment to see if you
get
cold feet. Yeah,
exactly. And then I sued the county tax assessor collector for unconstitutional ad valorem property taxes, and that went to the Supreme Court of Texas. I lost that, of course. And then I sued the Guadalupe County appraisal district for, again, unlawful ad valorem property taxes, and that was through their regular system of complaining about your property taxes. Mm-hmm. And of course, lost that one. And then I went I sued some lawyers for, of all things, interference with contracts, which is what this stuff is. So I'm pretty familiar with interference with contracts. And that one just got booted out at the Fourth Court of Appeals, and I tried to get a Supreme Court to straighten all the files out with a writ of mandamus, and they refused it. So anyway, I've had plenty of court experience, and don't forget the suit against the Houston Chronicle for libel. Which was I went to the Supreme Court on that too, and they threw it out there, and they found that since I lost, I had my case dismissed under the Citizens Participation Act, that I owed the lawyers and all their fees and all their expenses, plus I had to be sanctioned. And that's some bad law that's been made in Texas, and it, where it fines anybody that tries to protect their name in a libel suit, and if you don't prevail under one of these preliminary hearings, it's a way of short-circuiting the judicial system, that you owe all this money and your case is automatically kicked out and all that. And then when I sued the Guadalupe Blanco River Authority for tearing up my property and not doing anything about it, I discovered sovereign immunity, something they call sovereign immunity. I took that to the Supreme Court and lost that too. So the state and all the bureaucrats have sovereign immunity, like the kings and queens of England and of Europe, to harm the subject, even to death, take and destroy their property and convert it, and without judicial recourse unless waived by statute or congressional resolution. So I didn't know this, and discovered that, and I fought that and lost that too. So yeah, I've got plenty of time in the court system, and not really looking forward to any more. But you know, it's kind of like I'm all like a bear rabbit in the briar patch these days.
Yeah. Well, then you know, I wasn't going to use this term, but you've been whack-a-moled. And I've never seen a face on one of these little moles that pop up. Now there's a whack-a-mole with your face on it.
Mm-hmm.
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 Yeah. Well. Well, where to go? If it's any consolation, and I know it isn't, but if it's any consolation, the same day that you got canceled, I discovered something that the FCC, and let me get the exact wording on this deal here.
On Alex Jones.
Yeah, hang on here. You're one of the few people that I interview on a regular basis. This is the only place you go to get your news.
That's right.
So you've seen the website. They called it the Alex Jones flagship radio station, shut down by Federal Communications. Well, yesterday they issued fines in the amount of $15,000. But this was a low-power FM, and they listed it as the flagship radio station. So if it's any consolation, he got canceled right along with you. So
right.
Yeah. Two wrongs don't make a right, but if you you take three lefts, yes, you eventually go right, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, neither one of them are good. I don't think that whether you like Alex Jones or not.
Oh, I don't.
That wasn't a good move.
And by the way, this is not an issue of Alex Jones and how he's been monetarily damaged. It's the issue of censorship. And so far, I haven't read anybody that wrote anything about Jones going, he's a great guy. They all said the same thing. The same thing. His right to the First Amendment. Yeah, okay. Hold on, folks. Ron Avery is with me. The ship that won't sink, it will. sale. We'll be back.
The likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Mark is here with us. Mark Anderson, hello.
Hello out there, guys.
How you doing? Hey, you're joining us a couple minutes early. I got Ron on, and I've got a call from Florida. Mark in Florida, hello. Go ahead.
Hello. Thank you, John.
Mm-hmm.
And for Ron, I was wondering if he was familiar with a gentleman named Randy Kelton.
Yes, I am.
Did he help you at all, or did you seek his advice or anything?
Oh, yeah, we're good friends. We've talked to him. I've been on his radio show before, and we've talked at length about these issues.
Yeah, that's no longer – he was on 90.1, by the way. His show is no longer heard in Austin.
That's right. Yeah, too bad.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's on Logos Radio Network, a different network, but it just seems that Randy has some knowledge, and it's sad to hear that you got shot down all the way around.
Well, let me ask you, is Randy Kelton on some kind of internet network? I haven't heard him in a long time. I even heard that the network he was on went down.
Yeah, it's Logos Radio Network, and it's live. He's on every Thursday and Friday night at 9 o'clock Eastern.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know anyway. Thanks.
Or ruleoflawradio.com.
Yeah. Right.
All righty.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you, John.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks, Mark. Yeah, Rule of Law Radio or Logos Radio Network. Yeah, when he mentioned that, I thought, you know, Republic Broadcasting used to be on 90.1. And it got politicized by the great one down there in Austin. And we were summarily thrown off there. And the only thing that played was him and some selected other programs. And I took a lot of heat from the three-toed posse. What do they call themselves? Three shoes posse.
Yeah.
And I can remember when we got thrown off of Republic, they were doing a song locally, you know, kind of chewing into RBN and me, and they about flipped out when I walked into a nightclub that they were playing. They almost ran off the damn stage, and I just walked up there and smiled at them, and I said, "Hey, I said I can take a joke. I'm as good as anybody else." And they all smiled, and they came over to talk to me after their set was done. But, you know, it's, you know, politics as usual, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah. So, Mark Anderson.
Yes, sir.
what was your first thoughts when Ron sent you that email yesterday and you read it?
Rage and uncontrollable anger.
Pretty much mine, and I had to tuck that away a little bit, and I had to come up with a strategy. Okay, what do we do now? Because
I mean that rage in the nicest way, though.
Oh yeah. Just like I raged at a McDonald's manager yesterday. I walked up to the counter, and I had a special order that you cannot do on their kiosk, and I don't use them anyhow. But guy turned around, looked at me, says, "Use the kiosk." And I said, "No." And he rolled his eyes and said something to an employee, and what came out of my mouth can't be repeated on air. I understand being incensed and being angry. Yeah.
Well, let me correct the timing on this letter. I said it was that our contract was canceled yesterday, but that's when the letter was written. I actually got it this morning. It was before noon, right before noon when I got the overnight package.
So it was.
So I just now I learned about it this morning. I didn't know about this yesterday, but it was dated yesterday.
It dated, and then so, they overnighted it to you. So that makes sense. Today's the 16th,
that's right.
And surprise, surprise. And,
yeah,
you know, guys, if you think about this, I am just absolutely flabbergasted by this, Mark, because he signed that contract 3 months ago.
Yeah, and it actually wasn't him that signed it. It was signed by a lady who I think has nothing to do with this at all. And
I wasn't suggesting that Mark Anderson signed a contract. I just said to Mark Anderson that this contract was signed 3 months ago. And they just decided in the middle of August to up and say, "Oh, well, we can't accommodate you."
Yeah, that's one of the most egregious parts of it. I will relate. I know we're getting to the bottom of the hour. After the bottom of the hour, I want to explain the parallels between this and what happened with the program that I took a small part in putting on in Leeds, UK, back in late May of this year, and what happened with that program trying to expose media complicity in what's going on in Syria. I'll draw some of the parallels and what happened in trying repeatedly to put that event on. But I'll save that for after the bottom of the hour. But yeah, this is very unprofessional on the part of the managers of that hotel. They could have done this a long time ago. You know, a contract's a contract. I realize there are clauses in a contract, but you know, free speech is supposed to be given a little bit more value.
Well, I think we don't even have to go there on the free speech issue. It's one of contract. You know, if you didn't do your due diligence and you didn't want them in there to begin with, you should have never made the contract and accepted the money. That sealed the terms of the contract when they received the monies. All right, we'll take the break here. We'll be back in three.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guys. Mark, I've got a caller here. Let me snag this call, and we'll talk about your little deal over there in the UK. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John. I really appreciate taking my call. So did you guys actually have you booked this trip? I know you spoke very highly about San Antonio and how beautiful it was down there, and it was just going to be a wonderful trip. I remember a while back when you guys first booked it, you were talking about it.
Yeah.
And have you booked this before? Have you stayed in the same place before?
Ron?
Well, this is what I've been doing is doing these in Austin mainly. And doing them in different locations. I've done them at a library in Seguin. I've done them all around. And actually, though, we've been shut out twice out of Austin. One was unsuccessful, but it caused a lot of pain. And then another one was totally successful. We ended up having the event in a poolside in an apartment project or a condominium project. And literally had to, let me just cut this off here a second.
That might be the hotel telling you that, well, we made a mistake, Mr. Avery.
Hang on. I'm on the radio. Call back. There, that's good. Okay. I wanted to do this in some place besides Austin because I think they sit around and wait for us every year to do this, and we do it around 9/11. And they're just waiting for us in Austin to do this. And I went, well, let's try San Antonio. They may not be waiting for us in San Antonio. And I thought I was being pretty successful with it because we got this far along without anything going haywire.
A couple of weeks to the event. What could go wrong,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah. And I'd still like to do it there. I think it'd be fantastic.
Are you kidding me? I'd strut around in that hotel like some kind of damn peacock if they had to back
that's
down.
Right.
And rescind this thing. I'd be the cock of the walk down there.
Yeah. That would be nice. Yeah. I believe people ought to be able to change their mind. I think they ought to change their mind, and we ought to be able to hold it over there.
Yeah. Well, Andy, anything else, sir?
No, I was going to jump to something else. I mean, you think all of this this censorship that's going on right now, they've totally revealed themselves, that they are totally off the constitutional standard here. I mean, you can't do this. This is not constitutional. You can't just ban people from social sites, especially free sites. They didn't charge us. Yeah. To get on there, that is on there, but none of these regulations and stuff that they're putting us under now were there when we first started this thing. When we first got on it, it was say what the heck you want.
Yeah, and it was always chided as being conspiracy theory and something to be laughed at. And the way I see this right now, Andy, is they're not laughing anymore because dead serious, dedicated people, we're running around with a bag of what? The facts. They've got nothing. They got nothing burgers. This is why I said these issues that people are just being disregarded or thrown out or thrown off or whatever the case may be. If they're whack-a-moling us like they are, anytime anybody pops up with anything, whether it be AJ or anybody else, that you're immediately beat down, this will not stand in a court because this is prejudiced. I mean, this is nothing more than, I don't even know First Amendment. I hasten to say First Amendment or free speech because these platforms, and I reminded people of this, you know, it's one thing to say, okay, I've been treated this way by your site or that platform or this platform, and you may have a legitimate gripe, but it is still privately owned, okay? It's still privately owned. They still get to make their rules of terms and service. Now, if they arbitrarily pop up and say, oh, you violated terms of service, well, not really. You'd have to prove that in a court of law in order to get an injunction, get this thing turned back around. But I do believe that that's the only place that this can now go. Let them start litigating in courts, and let's start seeing in a public venue. Who was testifying? Who said what? Who came forth? Who was bankrolling whom? Let's get this in front of the juries. Let's get this in front of a court of record.
Well, John, do the American people have the patience for that? Seeing all these Ninth Circuit courts deals chastising the president and curving his. I mean, all these courts and stuff have more power than our current president. I mean, do we have the patience to wait for that to see this through?
Well, let me ask you the obvious question. Okay, do we have the patience? What other recourse do we have? Okay, we can get angry and jump up and down and swear and bark at the moon if you want.
I'd like to say something about that, Andy. Is that okay. You may have a case, but that doesn't mean in fact, you may not even get it before a jury because most of the time judges kick stuff out before a jury ever has a chance to hear anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, so we've got some major problems coming up in front of us, but this is a major First Amendment. I mean, I value every single amendment that we have. which is God-given rights from the way I understand this, and I think it's true. I mean, I think we all have the right, but, you know, we were all born into this world. We didn't create this world. We have to get in this world, and we have to navigate through this thing. And here we are navigating through these people trying to tell us we can't say this and we can't say that. Well, the problem is that you guys are putting the word out that these guys have been lying to us. That's the major problem here. You guys have been lying to us, and you've been taking us over, and you've been making us do things that we didn't want to do. You're making us go places and fight for things that we didn't want to fight for. We don't have any right to be fighting for. But you made us believe, because of your news agencies, that we're such a wonderful country and that you should stand up and give your life for it. And they lied to us.
Yeah.
They lied to us. And I know this as an 8-year veteran of the military.
Wow.
This is an absolute absurd situation that we have going on right now, and I'm absolutely waiting here for the revolution, whatever it might be. And we already got it kind of started with the words and stuff, but I really want to see some people go to jail, and I just cannot believe all these people are going untouched, such as the Clintons, the Comeys, the Mueller's. All these people are just, they're behind the scenes running everything, still with a new president in there, and they're untouched, and we have to sit here and watch this garbage happen.
Well,
we know fully exactly who the criminals are.
Andy,
and it's not Donald Trump, and it's not anybody in his cabinet that he's,
yeah,
you know, that he's purged out or whatnot. It's some of those guys, but the ones he's got in there right now, these people didn't do nothing wrong. Nothing wrong.
No,
he was elected as our president.
It's not an issue of wrong. It is the wrong people, the leftists, the socialists. I mean, they're now openly discussing the socialist platform that Bernie Sanders and many others have brought to the Democrat Party. And still, within the memory hole of most Americans, they thought of socialism and communism as something that you didn't want to do. So now the Democrats and their own party are starting to distance themselves from the social Democrats. That's what they're calling themselves, but they're really socialist. And it's something that's been going on in this country for many, many years. When you talk about socialism, using other people's money for somebody else that you didn't approve, well, what about Medicare, Medicaid? What about the government programs that give away this, the welfare state, da-da-da-da-da? It's the government deciding to borrow all this money to spend that money on other people, of which I get no benefit for. And that, my friend, teaming up between public and private partnerships, that's still fascism, no matter how you cut it. And even these movement groups, the Antifa, these are supposed to be anti-fascist. Well, they don't even understand what the hell that means.
That's right.
You know, so it is what it is.
Hear, hear.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, your guest is there. Your guest is there right now. He just told me that you'll be lucky to get this in front of a jury. So we really have been, we've been nullified as humans. We've been nullified as relevant. And there's a movie, I believe, that has written, I am relevant. I am relevant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They've made it so is that we just have to live in this little thing they set up for us, and we have to pay their taxes, and we have to do all this stuff that they're making us do.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't sign up for this. I mean, I don't remember signing a contract coming out the womb.
Well, and
you know,
and all of this stuff, Andy, is one thing. You have any dealings with the federal government? It takes a while to ferret this out, but you're there for benefit. And if you're not signing into their programs and you do not accept their benefit, here's the legal question. Do you have any jurisdiction? Do you have any sway over me? Can you tell me? Can you do anything? Look, I'm not partaking in your, I'm walking into this and I'm receiving benefit from the government. I'm not receiving any benefit, and thank you very much for offering, but thank you, but no thank you. And doesn't that nullify, wouldn't that nullify their ability to come after you? Well, you would think so.
I'll tell you, John, actually, it has nullified it because I've been doing that for the last 8 years. I don't have an ID. I don't have a bank account. I work for cash. I do what I need to do. I'm not part of their system. When they ask me my name, when they stop me, the police stop me, I tell them whatever name I decide to tell them. They can't pull an ID out of my back pocket and find out whether I'm telling the truth. The only way they can find out is if they go in and fingerprint me and got me somewhere.
Or yeah, that's called an arrest.
Facial.
Yeah, that's called an arrest. Something like it's that. Called a booking with fingerprinting and mugshot. Yeah, we know.
Exactly. Hey, thanks a lot, John.
Okay, Andy. Appreciate your call. Yeah, well, okay. I've heard Fox News. I heard it. I counted it. I just watched Fox News for 3 hours today. It was playing in the background. I'm gathering stories for the website, just keeping a keen ear out. I heard in the 3 hours the term democracy used on that network 16 times.
Right.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but a Republican form of government before the Whigs hijacked Republican, which they should have never done, but at any rate, we're guaranteed a Republican form of government. A constitutionally limited republic, not this democracy. So
correct.
Let me pose the question here, and it's an open-ended question. I don't expect an answer here, but cannot Fox News be sued for misrepresenting what kind of government we have? It's not a democracy. I can pull out the field manual from 1930 from the then War Department, and this is a manual for the soldiers coming into the military. And here's a possibility. We might send you someplace and you might get your keister shut off. This is what you're fighting for. And they specifically spelled out the difference between a republic and a democracy. Now we got the news media. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me qualify that. The conservative Fox News network calling our form of government a democracy.
Right.
Hello.
Well, you know, democracy was abandoned 400 years before Christ. Both Aristotle and Plato said it was an illegitimate form of government because it was tyranny by the masses. And so, and our founders, they hated democracy. And now we're talking about it as that's what we have and that's what we want to give the world. And it's unlawful here in America.
Well, you have your constitutional rights except where prohibited by law. Sovereign Man, you're up next, and then we got to get to Mark Anderson. Go ahead.
First point is that the Constitution does not afford any rights. Okay? Number two, I want to know who this we is, you know. Our government, our courts, it's not ours. Oh, by the way, John. You think we could have the guys at the board or in the office post that as a PDF on the site, you know, the field manual for democracy versus republic? It's awful hard to find on the net there, John.
Well, I don't doubt that. When the new regimes start coming in, mainly Franklin Delano, I really am a communist, Roosevelt. He had the copies. He ordered the War Department. It wasn't called the Defense Department.
Them.
He told them to burn them. Get rid of them.
Yeah, retract as many as you can and burn them.
Okay, well, all right, Sovereign Man, let me ask you a question. You say the Constitution affords nobody any rights. What the hell is the Bill of Rights about?
The Bill of Rights is separate. It's different. Okay? The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, is basically predicates the parameters in which this new thing called the Federal Union is to operate. And it's basically like, keep your hands off my itty-bitty things here that are unalienable.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
All right. So, okay, they changed a little bit of wording in the intent of the federal government. We had this little skirmish between the North and the South.
Yeah, that was a psychological operation. That was an economic war. The bankster gangsters wanted to cash in on the reason. My point,
Sovereign Man, is we had a brand new form of government after that little skirmish took place with Reconstruction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So did we have any rights prior to that?
Men have unalienable rights under the Creator.
See, I don't know how you go about doing this, but the prime witness in this would be the Creator of the universe himself, and I don't think he answers summons.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I know that he gave us 10 laws, and that's all you need. And actually, when Yeshua came, he gave us synopsis. You can't keep the 10, so here, I'm just going to give you a 2. Okay? And that's called the New Covenant. You know, love thy Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love thy neighbor as thyself.
Okay, but okay. Let me ask you a follow-up. And I'm going down a rabbit hole with you here, Sovereign Man, because you're bringing up issues that, you know, really don't have anything to do with what we're talking about and the subject matter today. But I'll entertain this for a moment here.
Now, we abrogate our rights through contract. Everybody that joins these platforms clicks a button that it's quote-unquote called a digizen. It's the new term. It's called a digital citizen.
Okay. Sovereign Man, I'm going to have to cut you off. You won't let me make my point or ask you a question, and you've taken me off the railroad siding here, but I appreciate and thank you for your call. Let's take the break. And, Mark, it's been 20 minutes. We will talk. You still there?
Yes.
Okay, good deal. All right, we'll be back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. No one can be sad. What we all must outrun. Who's gonna carry the weight of the world until we learn to stop and do what must be done? This ain't no Shangri-La.
You know, I just had a thought during the break, guys. What if you would have put on the billing? It would have been kind of false advertising. We would have quietly told people. But what if you had on the billing one of the nation's top lawyers? Do you think that they would have had the the moxie to cancel this event if a top lawyer was coming in?
I don't know.
That's a good question. Might depend on, like you say, who the lawyer was.
Well, we can go dig up F. Lee Bailey. I don't care. Pick one.
Doesn't matter. Yes.
At any rate. All right. Well, Ron, I appreciate you coming up. By the way, how did the program with Ron Gaheri go? Because you were on his program before you were on mine today.
Yeah, it wasn't on as long as this, but yeah, it went real well. Mm-hmm.
What does Mr. Gaheri say about this?
Well, he's upset about it too, you know, and he's called in there to them, and he even encouraged his listeners to also call the hotel, go to our website, and since the letter is there with their phone number on it, and to call the manager and tell him he's a jerk for canceling the conference.
Well, sticks and stones may never break their bones, but at this point in time, they're standing on the precipice and they've got no place else to go. The only thing we're going to do is shove them a little bit. I think that's would be the proper thing to do. All righty. Well, Ron, you and I will be in touch.
Okay. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Have you made any calls on that suggestion I made to you earlier today?
I haven't. In fact, like I say, I've been talking with Gaheri and others and really haven't had much time to settle down to do anything.
No, I understand. You got it this morning. Well, you posted it rather quickly. You sent out the email. And hence, you were here today. So we appreciate that. We'll keep people apprised of it. And we'll move on from here.
All right. Thanks a bunch, John.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay. I appreciate it very much.
See you, Ron.
Bye, Mark.
You know, I mean, we were going to bring in our friend there in Sweden. And I'm sure he's gotten the email as well. And, of course, I'm in reference here to our buddy here, Christopher Bolin. This wouldn't have happened in the days, Mark Anderson, when you and he were writing for American Free Press. We were in the battle then. It was one of they were ducking and hiding and ignoring, and they weren't name-calling. They weren't taking an active approach on whack-a-moling people or projects or opinions or anything else?
Certainly not much. I remember conferences used to go off with very little, if any, flap. Now and then there was the occasional rumblings, but nothing that would typically lead to the cancellation of an event. Usually it was, you know, just live and let live in terms of the hotel ownership would just say, well, as long as we give the opinions to the freedom to both sides, as long as we let everyone have their say, then we're cool. But evidently, defending what someone has to say, even if you don't agree, evidently that ethical model is out the window.
Ethics? That would suggest that people had a heart and a conscience and something of, you know, good and evil, and there was a standard of which they could judge of how far they walked away from it. This is pure insanity, the way I see it now.
Certainly so. We'll certainly get into it more after the top of the hour. But, yeah, we need to dig this out. We need to figure this out.
Very good, sir. All right. We'll take the top of the hour break here. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. And for the time being, well, we're still here. One of the last of the great Mohicans. And we don't plan on going anywhere. If your people support us, we'll stay in the fight. If you don't give us the ammunition, well, guess what? We get shot.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.